The Humboldt Botanical Garden is holding its garden party and barbecue coming up this Saturday. On the phone with me this afternoon is Max Abrahamson, and we're going to be talking about this party. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me by phone. So this sounds like a really fun, big party. Is it the seventh year?
Yes, it's number seven, and each year it gets better and better. This year, pretty much the same theme from year to year, but we're expecting more each year, and this year maybe over 400 people.
Wow, 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 wow. Now the event starts at 1 o'clock?
Starts at 1 o'clock. There's free parking, and it goes until 5. There's a lot of activity. It's festive. There'll be music, entertainment, food, beer, wine, a silent auction, and a live auction. The live auction's done by Rex Bone.
Yeah, we've seen Rex before. He's really good at doing this.
Yeah, he does a great job.
Yeah, he does. What are some of the items that are being auctioned and offered?
Well, we have about over 50 silent auction items, anything from artwork to certificates to get cars washed, cords of wood. I've got a list that's a mile long here. Lots of wine, a nice wine rack, just a whole bunch of fun things that I think people would like. They're nice gifts. They're real quality gifts. And then on the live auction side, we haven't quite figured out which is going to be silent, which is going to be live quite yet, but we have some really nice, we have a 5-day trip to Maui at a condo, and we have a lot of picnic tours and at the gardens with a lunch. What else? Oh, just a crab feast for 8 people that's going to be done by one of our board members. Lots of gravel and soil products. So there's a big variety, and it should be a fun live auction. Rex, I think will be his third year that he's done it. It's a lot of fun.
Now, for people who've never been to the Humboldt Botanical Garden, can you explain how to get there?
We are located right on the College of the Redwoods campus. So you take the Tompkins Hill Road exit, and the signs will lead you right to the gardens. We're on the north end of the campus. And we have our own parking, large parking lot. We'll have kids, the Boy Scouts typically help us with parking. And once you park, you just walk in, and it's easy to find things. And you can just meander all over the 44.5 acres that we have out there.
Very fun. Yeah, I haven't been out there in a while. What are some of the updates to the botanical gardens? Can you talk about those?
Sure. We've got a new garden, fairly new, called Sarah's Garden. And it's a beautiful garden. It's a small garden. The colors right now are so vivid. It's just outstanding. And I think people will recognize that when they come in. The ornamental terrace garden has lots of color. And if you go up and walk a little bit further, you'll come to the temperate woodland garden, which is amazingly growing. It's maturing so much since it was planted, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little more. And then you can walk all the way to the end of the trail, which takes you to the All Happy Now, which is the earth sculpture that was done by local artist Peter Santino. So there's just a lot of things visually to see, to appreciate the plants. And then the festivities themselves are a lot of fun. So people seem to meander around, and everybody has a smile on their face, and they have a great time.
I'm wondering on this day, it's this Saturday from 1 to 5, will you have docents there that can direct people at what they're looking at or not?
Sure. We'll have people that can help explain the gardens, and they can probably, not too many tours will be given, but we'll have people located throughout the garden, and if they have any questions about the gardens, we can answer them, and if they have any questions about the festivities, of course, we can answer that as well. We've got over 50 volunteers that are helping us on the event, and we have all the board that gets very active. So it's a pretty well-staffed organization, and after 7 years, we're getting it down to an art. But at the last moment, there's always a lot of running around, so We're in panic mode, but we're ready.
I think you said that there's going to be some music there. There's food and music.
Yeah, there's one band that's going to be there called Vintage Soul. They're kind of a soulful, funky rhythm and blues group, and they play kind of the old classic, old school dance music and swing beats. I think that's going to be the main music, and that'll be focused right by the front of the greenhouse so people can sit down on our large terraced lawn. Which is where all the food will be set up, the booths and everything. And then they can listen to music. And then it's the sound is real good there. It just kind of goes right down to where everybody's mingling.
So when does the live auction part start? Just in case people cannot come for the entire event.
Yeah, the live auction, I believe, will start around 3 o'clock. I may be off a little bit on that time, but... The silent auction will be running almost the whole time. So when people first arrive, they can go into our greenhouse, which is where we have that set up. And they can see all the 50 or 60 plus items we'll have there. And then we'll have information posted everywhere about what Rex will be doing on his live auction. So I believe it starts around 3 o'clock.
And how much money are you trying to raise?
Well, do I have to tip my hat on that one? I can tell you. It's by far our largest fundraising event, mm-hmm. and it's very important for us achieving our sustainability. But we're hoping to get around $40,000 through the event.
Wow, really?
That includes ticket sales, sponsorships by many businesses in the county and beyond. And then we'll make money, of course, on the silent and live auctions. So it's kind of sporadically... divided between all those things, but it's a big event for us, and it makes a huge difference in our ability to keep the gardens going.
So the money raised will then go back into the gardens?
Yeah, the money is used for operations. Mm-hmm. It could be for a number of things. It's not restricted. It's basically the board's discretion on how they spend the money, but of course it all goes into the organization. So our total budget, it accounts for probably 20% of our total budget. So it's really a big thing. Mm-hmm. We've got over 900 members now. Our goal is to reach 1,000. And we have a very loyal base of members that have been with us for many years. And the big thing that we're trying to promote soon will be the fact that we have our 25th anniversary, which we will celebrate next year. So mm-hmm. you'll probably be hearing more about that. The garden's just a wonderful place to come visit, and it's interesting to find out how we've done this over 25 years.
Yeah, that's a really long time.
It is.
And
the gardens really weren't open to the public until, I believe it was 2010. So a number of those years were just getting things ready, you know, negotiating with College of the Redwoods to lease the site. And we've had a master plan that was done by a well-known, renowned architect in San Francisco, Ron Letzko. So we're building according to a plan that's been approved years ago. And so it's going to take many years to complete, but it's been just a labor of love for many people.
So, again, this is taking place this Saturday, and it starts...
1 to 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm. If people show up a little early, can they still come in?
I think they will, or maybe we'll just have a small lineup. It's typically in the past, I believe there's been a little bit of a line, and then we'll open the gate up. But I think we'll probably be opening really at 1. We hope we have a successful time, and we're really anxious to see how people, what they have to say about the gardens. That's the big thing. It's all about the gardens and having Humboldt County realize what an emerald they've got and having this beautiful site next to College of the Redwoods.
Yeah, it is beautiful there. Oh, yeah. Well, Max, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Well, I really appreciate it. We've had a lot of nice airtime with you, and we're very thankful for it. So let everyone know about it, and I hope they come out and have a good time. Thanks.
Thank you.